I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week. Hopefully it's been a dirty week wherever you are out there in the listening world, and hopefully had a tremendous week as a player, a coach, parent, fan of this game, spectator of the MLB, and everything else that goes along with it. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you, Nation. So thank you so much for being a part of it. And tonight, you know, not a lot of action in that, but certainly different avenues of action that we're going to be giving our thoughts on from a couple of my signings in the past week, coaches' movements within organizations, international signing periods, Double A, Alex Anthopoulos of the Braves getting the long-term extension to his contract. So, and of course, the curtain call questions at the back end of the episode 3. So, on tonight's show, so sit back and enjoy the show with us. And of course, before we get there, as always, we do want to give our shout out to our friends over at the Rip Grip Pro. That's Tress Sullivan and his team at Rip Grip Pro. You can check them out, or feel free to contact me directly. On Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, of course, or Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Email me. I'm happy to talk about it all day, every day, and how it can help with your hitting training program for sure. And of course, always our favorite throwing training aid, the Rope Trainer. You can get that right from our website at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. You can find out more information about it right there on our website, or feel free again to contact me and understand how it's a valuable tool to anybody and everybody from the beginner to a pro. It should be a part of your bag, as I always say. It should be in there with your glove, your cleats, your helmet, whatever you take with you to and from practice and games. The Rope Trainer has to be a part of it as well. So there's no question about it. We've been with them since 2017, and we love it. We believe in it. And that's why we talk about it here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk for sure. So again, like I said, we're excited to get going with it. Nolan's got a variety of information that he wants to pass along to you, give our thoughts and opinions at this point in time. And before we get there, you know what? Just settle in as you always do. Get your favorite drink, favorite place to listen to us. And that's what it's all about. Every day we live it, we breathe it, we die this game just like you do. And so again, thank you for being a part of it, and we'll be right back here to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia
is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Staples and HP want you to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Now, during Staples holla deals, you can save up to $115 on the HP Smart Tank 6001 all-in-one printer with up to 2 years of original HP ink right in the box. Plus, find savings of up to 40% on select HP computers and monitors. Happy holla deals from Staples and HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Smart Tank offer ends 12/23. HP Tech offers end 1/6/24. Visit staples.com/HP for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Well, looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to lead us off with?
Yeah, let's jump in with the big news. Alex Anthopoulos, contract extension through 2031. Obviously, it's a multi-year contract extension. If you're an Atlanta Braves fan, you got to be extremely happy about that. Obviously, he's the guy that came in and really helped rebuild that organization to the heights that it's reached over the past few seasons. He's a guy, let's be honest, I mean, he kind of walked into the perfect situation, but he was the guy that basically got all these contract extensions done where everybody's just kind of shaking their head like, how did he sign this guy to this amount of money over this period of time? Like Ronald Acuna, for example, Ozzy Albies, guys like that. And you're just kind of sitting there. Obviously, he's the mastermind behind a lot of the things that has built the Atlanta Braves to the successful team that they've been. Like I said at the start there, I mean, obviously, us here in Canada, we've known Alex Anthopoulos for better part of close to 15 years with his various roles with the Toronto Blue Jays and everything like that. And I mean, a lot of people up here, I think they like to see the success that Alex Anthopoulos has had, obviously, with his roots to Canada and everything like that. But I mean, yeah, that guy, he's just done a fantastic job. That's a no-brainer of a move to me by the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, just another example of a premier organization doing premier things and justifying why they are where they are in the MLB world, for sure. Let's go a little further back than that even, Nolan, just to really dwell on AA. And, you know, there's a guy that started as an intern with the Montreal Expos prior to them leaving for Washington, jumps over to the Toronto Blue Jays after they make that move, and just continues to climb the ladder, continues to educate himself, work his way through, navigate the upper levels of management to where he was GM with the Toronto Blue Jays, then obviously got let go after, what, the 2015 season, and signs almost immediately as assistant GM with the Dodgers, and then on to, what, 2 years, I think, with the Dodgers, and then on to the Braves. And let's be honest, with the Braves, you spoke about it, Nolan, walked into a really good situation. Well, he walked into a really good situation at the major league level. But don't forget, he was replacing a guy that was let go because of the international signings, navigations, and he got caught. And so he had a bit of work to do. It wasn't as easy as just making things happen. But again, he focused on what he needed to do at that point in time. He hired the right people, as we always talk about, that's necessary to do. And he just went ahead and was able to focus on that top team. He's had to navigate through the Freddie Freeman after the World Series, lose him to free agency, doesn't miss a beat, picks up Matt Olson in the trade, what, 2 weeks after that, I think it was. And just, he's just a good, smart guy. And like you said, he's now, what, 2031, his contract runs through, and that runs through the same timeline as his longest signed player at this point in time. So he has all that core, all that foundation in place. They got to try to tie up Max Fried this year if they can. I'm not so sure he's going to get that deal done, but I'm not going to say he's not, because you've seen him happen or seen him do it. That's for sure. But yeah, what a nice thing to have that happen. What a great thing by an organization, and justifiable. The end of the day, justifiable. They're right there. So that's a great, great offseason move by the Atlanta Braves.
Then you get Amazon helping out Bally Sports. Obviously, they've been going through, I mean, we've talked about it repeatedly over the past few episodes, but they've talked about bankruptcy and everything like that. So Amazon stepping in to help them out financially. I think that that's going to give a lot of teams a lot of freedom with some of the remaining free agents that are still available. If Amazon can come in there, do a good job of helping Bally out with a lot of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes and everything like that, they make a good investment. Obviously, right now, we're not too sure on what the details of the terms are going to be, but at least it sounds like they've come forward. They're going to offer some of their streaming services and everything like that to help out with Bally. Like I said, I mean, there's at least a third of the league that is directly involved with Bally Sports. So, I mean, that is a huge help for a lot of the teams. Obviously, you're looking at teams like the Texas Rangers, Detroit Tigers, St. Louis Cardinals, teams like that, predominantly Midwest teams. And, I mean, that's going to be a huge help out for them, because, I mean, going up against teams that have already done this, like I'm saying, created their own television broadcasting services and everything like that. Like, you're looking at the Chicago Cubs, you're looking at the New York Yankees, like teams like that that have the YES Network, obviously, Mason, MASN, like the Massachusetts Sports Network with the Boston Red Sox and stuff. Like, this is a no-brainer to me that this is going to help out these teams tremendously on the financial standpoint.
Yeah, if you're the teams, you're starting to breathe a sigh of relief for sure, because, you know, the season's right around the corner. Let's not lose sight of that. It's coming fast and furious. So for the teams themselves, fantastic. Should be able to allow a bit of movability, like you said, Nolan, as far as maybe being able to sign a few free agents out there that you couldn't until we got this deal done. For MLB, I'm sure there's a lot of navigation that had to be done with that for sure. They don't want to be giving up any money. And so I would love to have been in the room to know the details on how it all worked out. But for the fans, I hope for the fans of those teams that it's, again, you say another streaming service and stuff like that. I hope everything ends up unfolding properly for the fans at the end of the day, and that's what it's all about, so we can continue to watch all these teams, everything that goes into it, and without it being another extramental cost in your pocket at the end of the day. I hope it somehow it's going to come back to us as the fans. I know that, but hopefully it's a realistic opportunity for them. Hopefully it's something that works, but at the end of the day, it something had to be done. It got done. We'll find out what it looks like over the next few months, obviously, and stuff like that. But if you're a fan of those teams, hey, congratulations. You're back in the game, so to speak, if that's the right terminology. But hey, you know, Amazon, they're going to do it right. They're going to do it right.
Then obviously last week we kind of touched on Marcus Stroman reaching out to the New York Yankees. Obviously got that deal finalized. 2-year, $37 million with a vesting option for 2026. The option is basically if Stroman pitches 140 innings in 2025, he'll gain a player option for the next season, which could push the total to 3 years, $55 million. Obviously, he's a guy that's been a lifelong New York Yankees fan, grew up in the area and everything like that. Fantastic signing. We talked about this, so I mean, we're not going to get into too much details on it, but that was a heck of a move by the Yankees.
I really think I agree with that one. Just because of his temperament, his energy, you know, for the most part, he's a durable pitcher too and stuff like that. He's going to go out there and get the job done. It's, if I'm a Yankee, I'm excited. I mean, you know what Marcus Stroman is. He can be a little bit volatile at times. He's not going to have any trouble probably speaking back to the reporters and everything in the New York area. He's going to be comfortable with it. He knows it. He grew up in it, like you said. He knows the environment. He's going to bring some good energy. I feel good about that signing for the Yankees. I'll be awful surprised, and I'll eat my words if it goes sideways because, again, high energy, durable. They needed a pitcher. At the end of the day, they needed to go out and get a pitcher, fill out that rotation. Lineup's good. It's going to be fine. They'll make some other moves. They're not done yet. Good for their rotation.
Then this past week, obviously, the international prospects were allowed to start signing with teams. So Leo DeVries, the number one, back to the Padres. Back-to-back years of the Padres landing the number one international prospect. He signs for $4.2 million. The highest contract ended up being Jose Perdomo, a shortstop out of Venezuela, to the Braves on a $5 million signing bonus.
Yeah, Braves back in the game, right, with that international thing that we talked about and went out and, what was he, the number two or number three prospect? But hats off to the Padres. Like you said, back-to-back, hats off to that international scouting. We have a good friend that's involved in that, so I'm very happy for him. I can't use his name here on the air, but it was excellent being able to dialogue with him and all the work that went into that. That's not easy, Dirtbags, just so you know. That scouting world is tough. That is very, very tough, and for him to get that job done was phenomenal. So we're going to be right back here in a second with the second segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we going now?
Yeah, so we'll start off this one by talking about some arbitration players. Obviously, that's going on, and the arbitrations will be happening in the next couple of weeks. But, I mean, obviously, the big news, Mr. Juan Soto, 1 year, $31 million. He's going to go to free agency after this year's done. Biggest arbitration salary in MLB history. I thought it was funny, man. I see Ben Verlander talking about Juan Soto being AL MVP favorite in his books. I'm like, he's not even the best player on his team. Respectively, it's still Aaron Judge. Like, you can't go out there and say Juan Soto is a better player than Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge does everything and has the potential to hit 60-plus home runs. We've seen it done. Juan Soto, I mean, yes, absolutely. He's a fantastic offensive player. No debating that. But when you're not even the best player on your team, don't try and put him in that AL MVP talk when let's be honest, I mean, he couldn't even crack it in the National League. And the National League, I don't feel like was as deep as the American League is.
I'm going to go across from you there, Nolan, because I was going to bring it up, actually. Does Juan Soto go out and get an MVP in his free agent year? Because I agree with you. I know what you saw. I know what everybody out there in the listening audience had seen from Juan Soto when he went over to the Padres. Just kind of ho-hum for me. Year and a half? But I don't know. There's something about that. I think we see these guys do it so many times in their walk year. Come out there and all of a sudden they put it all together. I mean, obviously he's got all the peripherals. I agree with you. The Judge thing I'm holding back on. Obviously, you know what it's going to be, Dirtbags. It's going to be the health. It's going to be him staying on the field. We know what he can do when he stays on the field. It's those 60-plus home runs. It's that moving the lineup, as you always say, and getting the next guy up or cashing in runs. I mean, that's what Judge does. There's no question about it. But I can look at Soto in that lineup, probably stealing some bases, getting that average back up over the 300 again. He's going to be huge in walks in that lineup. He always has been. We know that. I think the one thing is I hope he doesn't chase the home run with the short porch in right field at Yankee Stadium, because he doesn't need to chase the home run. He naturally can do that. But if he gets chasing that home run, I think that's where you fall in with your side of it. He's now all of a sudden a ho-hum player.
Oh, I think like I said, I'm not knocking his offensive ability. The fact of the matter to me is I think a lot of the time he's going to be playing DH for the New York Yankees. Just in the fact that they made some outfield moves. They got Alex Verdugo. They got Trent Grisham. They got Aaron Judge. I know you have Stanton, yeah. But Stanton's going to be injured for 80 games this year. So, like, that's kind of my point. Like, Soto is primarily going to be, obviously, he'll be playing left field. I'm not going to sit here and say he's not going to be the primary left fielder. But they have better defensive options than Juan Soto. So there's going to be a lot of the situations later in game where Juan Soto is going to be pulled in maybe the 7th, 8th inning. And like he'll get his last at bat and then pull for a defensive replacement, depending on kind of what the score is and everything like that. So that's why I'm saying to me, that's a knock on the actual MVP. If you got to replace a player to put a better defensive player out there, like Ronald Acuña last year, let's be honest, National League MVP, you're not pulling Ronald Acuña from right field. Like Ronald Acuña, when he's playing right field, you know, he's going to be your right fielder innings 1 through 9. Like that's kind of the way that I look at it. If you're the MVP of the league, you got to be available the entire time. And yes, I get Shohei Ohtani is a DH, but Shohei Ohtani's in his own different unicorn breed of a player. Like he's a top 10 pitcher in baseball. Obviously, this year he's not going to pitch, but when he's hitting, I mean, he still dropped 44 bombs, almost 100 RBIs last year. Like missed the entire last month, and his numbers were still that good. So yes, like Juan Soto has the potential, especially like you said, with that right field porch where he can just pull a line drive and it'll still get out there. But at the same time, to me, I can't see him winning MVP even over Aaron Judge, like I said.
Those are good thoughts. Those are good comments. Let me throw this out there before we move on. Right out of left field, I don't even know. Do the Yankees maybe look at doing a Bryce Harper type thing with Juan Soto? Rizzo You know he had the concussion issues and stuff like that, a few small injuries or whatever and stuff like that. Still a phenomenal player, but to keep Soto in the lineup, do you maybe give him some work at first base in spring training and see if he can work around the base? I know that's out there. I know that's wild, but I'd sooner have that bat at this point in time in the lineup all nine innings, and no disrespect to Rizzo, but potentially there, or is it the defense later in the game of a Rizzo better at first base?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Rizzo's been a knock at first base the past couple of seasons. He hasn't been the same defensive player as he was with the Chicago Cubs, obviously. But at the same time, you also have the DJ LeMahieu effect, which is another guy that can play first base, offers positional versatility in the fact that, yeah, you can slide him over to third base, you can slide him in at second base. You can play DJ LeMahieu however you want to, but the talks that I've heard early on is probably going to be he's either going to be split in time between first and third.
That's what I heard, third, yeah.
Or Anthony Rizzo will obviously primarily be the first baseman. So, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I can't see them doing a Bryce Harper type situation with a Juan Soto, although I think it is probably a half decent idea. Juan Soto, just to me, he's not at that stage in his career. Like, he's only 25, 26 years old, Juan Soto. Yep. So he's not at that stage in his career yet where he needs to be I think even the way his agent would probably say it and Juan Soto would probably say it, they're in a walk year. They're trying to earn as max value as possible. Sure. So why would you put me at first base where that's going to hurt my value to a team? So, I mean, that's kind of the way that I look at it. It is a possibility, absolutely, depending on kind of like you said. I mean, obviously you get Anthony Rizzo with the injury history he has. You have Stanton with the injury history that he has. You have DJ LeMahieu, who, I mean, not necessarily injury history, but just the fact that he's up there in age.
Sure.
And he's going to be playing probably third base more often than not. So, there's a whole bunch of factors involved there. But, yes, absolutely. Could the Yankees possibly try him out at first base just to see what he's like? Because, like you said, I mean, to me, hey, he's a defensive liability in left field. He was a defensive liability in right field, but obviously he doesn't have to worry about right field with with Judge and one of the other guys that they have in there, depending on kind of how they configure their outfield. Because, I mean, right now it seems like their starting outfield is going to be with Verdugo in right field and then Judge in center and Juan Soto in left. That's kind of the reports that I've heard. And then Trent Grisham obviously slides into the fourth outfielder. Trent Grisham, when he comes into the game, he'll play center field. You move Judge over to right field and Verdugo over to left field. They'll do something along those lines, but that's kind of the way that I'm picturing the Yankees outfield right now, just based on kind of the conversations that we've heard about the way that they've been talking. But it'll be interesting to see what happens.
At the end of the day, I love what Cashman's doing. He's giving him versatility, right? He's giving Aaron Boone some versatility because we haven't even put in Verdugo in that slot. So exactly right. Again, Verdugo's not a phenomenal defensive player or whatever in that, but good left-handed stick as well in that. Good balance in that lineup. So I like what Cashman's been doing here.
Then just the last bit of free agency news that I want to touch on. You get Jordan Hicks, 4-year, $44 million, San Francisco Giants. Now the big part about this is, and the reason why I want to bring this up, converting from a reliever to a starting pitcher, obviously, that's a role that he always wanted to fill out with the St. Louis Cardinals. Talked about it quite often, and the St. Louis Cardinals, for whatever reason, seem to always kind of let him try and be a starting pitcher. He's a guy, obviously, me and Braden talked about it there a couple weeks ago. Jordan Hicks, I mean, realistically, I don't think the starting pitcher is going to work out for him. I think he's going to be... Now, this is going to sound a little funny, obviously, but a Carlos Martinez, another former St. Louis Cardinal, heavy sinker baller through upper 90s when he first broke in as a starting pitcher with the Cardinals, and then his velocity tailed off after he had the Tommy Johns and whatnot. But yeah, so Jordan Hicks, I mean, obviously he's a guy sitting in the mid or low hundreds with his sinker and four seam. Now, that being said, once he goes to the starting pitcher role, I think realistically he'll be sitting probably high 90s when he first starts out. But he's got the walk issues. He's got command issues. He's a guy, like I said, he's his first 6 years in the majors, he's been a reliever. He's still young. He's still got time to obviously transition if he wants to try and transition to be a starting pitcher. But I think at the back end of a bullpen, even for $11 million a year, if you want to put Jordan Hicks as your eighth, ninth inning guy, absolutely. I think it's a great signing.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time, right? A huge difference between a starting pitcher and a relief pitcher. There's no question. And I think that's part of his his wildness too, is the fact of being able to acclimate to starting, acclimate to relief. What do I do? Where am I going? And obviously he's done the relief a long time. He started to settle in with it. He's young, like you said. I get it. The Giants do a great job of pitching out there. They work with guys. You've seen Cobb. I mean, just a high-end guy early in his career with the Rays, then tailed off, then came back, ended up doing real well with the Giants. You see things. Carlos Rodon went out there, had a phenomenal year. Good things happen out there. There's no question about it. I'm not saying it's impossible for them to move him into that starting role, but I agree with you in the fact that I think it's tough. They've tried it, and hey, if it works, you got a stud, San Francisco Giant fans. You got a horse. There's no question about it. A tough kid. Great arm. Great action on the ball. They need depth in that rotation, but it's going to be tough for them to get there. I don't know. It's all on his shoulders. There's no question. It just depends on how he comes into spring training, how he works day in, day out, gets out there with Logan Webb, the rest of the gang, and he either can make that move and transition into it, what they want him to do, or he's back at the back end of the bullpen. And I guess it's a good situation for the Giants either way and stuff like that. But until you get to the middle of the summer, like we talked about last week, they need rotation depth. They need guys to fill in, eat innings, get some W's, stay in the hunt so you can go out and bring back those guys off of Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb, sorry. And so it's a long 4 months with them, so I hope it works. There's no question, but good deal for them. Good deal for the Giants.
The final thing, the Jays signed Yariel Rodriguez, obviously highly touted pitcher out of Cuba, played in China or Japan the past three seasons. Don't know enough about the guy, honestly, to really get into details about it, but apparently he's going to be a swing man for the Jays. But we'll be right back here after the break to take the curtain call questions.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low-carbon energy and products, but it is also about value and profit, as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Progressive presents an ad from mom.
Hello? Is it on?
Oh, okay.
Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't come, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, big one coming in this week, Nolan. We're 6 days out. Hall of Fame. Where's everybody's projection as of today?
So, you got Billy Wagner, 79.8, basically 80%. You got Gary Sheffield, 74.4%. You have Joe Mauer, 82.7%. You have Andrew Jones at 72%. Todd Helton at 82.1%. You have Adrian Beltre at 98.8%, and then Joe Mauer at 82.7%. So Joe Mauer, Adrian Beltre both seem like their first-year locks. Todd Helton, obviously, barring something drastic, I feel like it's going to be a lock in his sixth year on the ballot. Billy Wagner, I mean, that's an interesting one, obviously, at 80%. He's in the right, direction, let's put it that way. I would say it seems like he's going to be a lock, but obviously we saw Todd Helton last year trending exactly like this. I think he was basically 80% at this time too, with a week to go, and then all of a sudden he fell, what, 2 votes short or 3 votes short last year, something like that, like high 74s, but didn't obviously get in. You need 75% for those that don't know. So that's why even a guy like Gary Sheffield, obviously, he's on his last year on the ballot, tied to the PEDs, although, I mean, it's purely speculative. One of the worst defensive players of all time, but arguably the most imitated baseball player of all time. I truly believe that in the fact that I think every single kid out there at some point or another, if they grew up watching Gary Sheffield, obviously, tried to imitate Gary Sheffield's stance. Because that bat wiggle that he did was so iconic that alone should have made him a Hall of Famer. But you know what I'm saying, though, Dirtbags? I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago with about 7 guys, and it's still trending in that direction. Andrew Jones at 72%. He probably won't get in. And Carlos Beltran sitting at 66.7%. So he also probably won't get in. Carlos Beltran, though, that's the one that I want to talk about in this part right here. This guy right here, obviously his player, just pure player performance prior to his last year of his MLB career with the Houston Astros, obviously he was a Hall of Fame player. I don't think there's too many people that are saying that he's not. I believe he's one of, 6 players or 7 players all time to have 400 home runs and 300 stolen bases for his MLB career. He really was a fantastic player and incredibly clutch. I mean, you look at the mid-2000s when he was a member of the Houston Astros and the New York Mets, and obviously at that point in time, the postseason track record that he had, he was arguably the most feared switch hitter in the postseason during that era. And like, to me, obviously, outside of the last year, he's a Hall of Famer. But that last year of him being tainted with the Houston Astros where he wins the World Series, that's the same scandal as the Chicago Black Sox from back in 1919, and obviously the PED users and everything like that. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I've always said that I believe the PED users should get in just because that was an era of baseball. But the Houston Astros players, man, I don't know. I'm still not sold on what they did to baseball that any of them should get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, for sure. I listen to you go down that list, and I sit there and I think that's almost a starting lineup that could potentially go into the Hall of Fame this year. You've got a catcher there, first baseman there, 2 outfielders, I think, a third baseman, and a relief pitcher. I think the only thing missing, shortstop, second maybe, and starting pitching. But what a variety of players to all be going in potentially in the same year. That's pretty cool to me. That in a Hall of Fame voting year, that you could almost have a starting 9 lineup go into the Hall of Fame. That's incredible. And you're right. I mean, 6 days away and they're all trending in the right direction. Good call on Beltran and stuff like that. It really is a shame when you stop and you step back like you just did there, Nolan, and Dirtbags, and just think about, forget about that 1 year with the Houston Astros. I mean, Beltran just did his job all the way through, from a rookie with the Kansas City Royals all the way through to the end of his career. So, but definitely been tainted with it since he went there. And, of course, he stepped up and said it was him that did it. So that really put a black spot on his name, unfortunately. But we're going to find out here within the next 6 days before next week's show. We should know, Dirtbag. So that's exciting for sure. So Toronto Blue Jays fans writing in, Vladimir Guerrero didn't agree to the arbitration. He's got to go to the hearing probably. Do they get mediation done? He's $18.5 million. I think he's wanting 19. What does that contract look like when it all shakes out between the Blue Jays and Vladdy Guerrero?
I was going to say, honestly, like, I'm looking at Pete Alonso, and that's kind of where, obviously, Vladdy is kind of hoping to be in that realm. I don't think he's quite the same hitter as Pete Alonso. I don't know. Vladdy, he should probably get around 18.5, 19 million, whatever the Toronto Blue Jays came in at. That's what I'd do if I was the arbitrator in this situation. Personally, I mean, you guys have kind of heard my opinions on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I don't believe he's the caliber of player that everybody seems to think he is from this area. Like, don't get me wrong, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he's a good player, but I don't have him as, like, one of the top five first basemen in all of baseball. And I don't really think that that's that hot of a take. Like, I'm kind of looking at it. The NL has a heck of a lot better of first baseman than Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Sure, in terms of AL, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's young and everything like that. But outside of the year where he finished second in 2021 in the AL MVP race to Shohei Ohtani, what's he done? Like, to me, that's an aberrated year for him, more so than the fact that he's a potential 30 home run hitter. Like, the year that he popped off and went 40 home runs and finished second in the AL MVP race, like, that was realistically the only true elite season that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has had. The rest of the time, he's basically a upper 20s home run hitter with the potential to get to the lower 30s. Going to sit around 85 RBIs, 90 RBIs, somewhere in that range. Sure, he could hit 100 RBIs, but he's not a clutch enough hitter to actually get to that 100 RBI mark. And he's basically about a 280 hitter with I don't know, league average, basically defense at first base.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. Those ones, arbitration, just so you understand, Dirtbags, it gets really raw and really passionate from both sides. I mean, the team, when they're in mediations, has to give everything negative about the player, and that's how it comes across, is just 100% negative in the fact that this is why we want to pay you X amount of dollars. The player, obviously, and his agent goes ahead and they say, this is why I deserve this type of dollars. So it gets really dirty, really ugly. And we don't always hear about that type of stuff. So I'm just trying to fill you in a little bit about that. It's not as easy as going to mediation with, you know, if you're a fan of a team and your players are going through it right now, it's the same idea. And that is somewhere where you really don't want to go, because there's a lot of hard feelings afterwards that it does become personal, even though it's really not meant to be personal. So it's a tough thing. So let's go back to the top of the show. This week came in from Minnesota. So Amazon goes in with Bally Sports, the group. They get fixed. Minnesota, as one of the teams, getting a bit of money. Are they able to now go out, and they're not going to maybe replace Sonny Gray in that starting rotation, but they need a pitcher. Does Jordan Montgomery possibility with Minnesota teaming up with Pablo Lopez? I don't think Blake Snell. I think he's way out of their market.
So here's the thing, right? Jordan Montgomery projected to get over $100 million, deserves to get over $100 million. He's had a fantastic past couple of seasons. Obviously, the New York Yankees decided to basically say, prior to trading him, hey, listen, we don't view you as a playoff caliber starting pitcher. The Yankees absolutely 100% regret that comment, because I think they're probably the only team. I don't know if Jordan Montgomery would actually re-sign with them after a comment like that. But there's 29 teams in baseball that 100% could use his services. Like, the only reason I'm saying 29 and not 30 is just because of that comment that I made about the New York Yankees basically publicly taking a poo on Jordan Montgomery and saying, hey, listen, you're not that guy to us, so we're going to trade you for Harrison Bader and hope for the best. And Harrison Bader played all of 15 games with the New York Yankees before he decided to more or less completely break down. But yeah, so I mean, that's kind of the way that I view it. Absolutely. Should the Minnesota Twins with the new Bally and Amazon money get in on Jordan Montgomery? 100%. Would he slide in behind Pablo Lopez and do a fantastic job there? I believe so. I think he's a good enough pitcher that he can survive in any ballpark. Do I believe the Minnesota Twins will make that move? No. Just because the Twins, I don't think, are going to be willing to step up for a player that they have no knowledge of to pay $150 million. Obviously, Carlos Correa, they had some knowledge of him, which is why they re-signed him to the deal that they did. But the Minnesota Twins historically have not been that team that have thrown around the money to attract a free agent like that. Like you said, Blake Snell is out of their price range. Don't put Blake Snell in your mouth. Don't get any fancy ideas. Blake Snell will sign with one of the higher paying teams in baseball. Heck, he might even sign with the Texas Rangers with the possibility of Bally. But I'm looking at it, and I hope the Minnesota Twins now make a solid move to improve their rotation, but I can't see it being a Jordan Montgomery. And unfortunately, that next level of free agent starting pitcher that's still available is not of the level of quality starting pitcher that the Minnesota Twins need in order to stay as competitive as some of the other teams in the AL Central.
Very good. Very good. Let's go over to Boston. Red Sox fans starting to get a little fired up, a little bit antsy. Craig Breslow's been in there. He's going into, I think, month three now as the GM, president of operations over there. Made the Chris Sale move, brought in Grissom. Couple little silent moves. Is it time for him to jump in on the starting market, or are they just not on that this year? Are they holding off for next year? Are they waiting to see what they have, or are they going to make a move with Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery?
Well, see, that's an interesting one, right? Because obviously Craig Breslow came forward today, said it's been a difficult offseason for starting pitchers and negotiations and everything like that. But it's still the Boston Red Sox, and they have historically spent money. They are in that upper echelon that I talked about that the Minnesota Twins are not. So if I'm them, I am trying to figure out a way, especially with Jordan Montgomery's wife. This is a rumor that I heard. I'm not 100% sure on this, but I heard that Jordan Montgomery's wife bought a practice near Boston or in Boston for being a doctor or a massage therapist, something to that extent. I don't know what her official job is, but I heard that rumor back earlier in the offseason. So, I mean, that's a move that makes a lot of sense to me. Jordan Montgomery to the Red Sox on a six-year, about 135. I don't know what his numbers are going to end up being. Blake Snell, they should be in the market for a Blake Snell type of pitcher too, especially with the way, like we said, man, the AL East is a juggernaut. Blake Snell has familiarity with the AL East. Jordan Montgomery obviously has familiarity with the AL East. Those are two pitchers that realistically they should be very high on, and they should be trying to sign them.
Back-to-back years, Boston Red Sox, last place in the AL East. I can imagine you're getting the antsy Red Sox fans. We feel for your antsiness. We don't feel for you in the fact of the Red Sox or whatever. Not because we're not Red Sox fans or whatever, but like Nolan said, hey, when you guys push comes to shove, you guys can build teams and you can build World Series teams. You've done that this whole century so far. So, but as far as getting antsy, I'm sure you are, because you're sitting there watching the rest of the league go and move, and
well, you're watching the
you
rest
are
of the
a big
AL.
Market team, right?
You're watching the rest of the AL East too. You're watching Baltimore come up, and Baltimore hasn't made any significant moves, but they got a bunch of young kids coming up, and you know that they're trying to get Dylan Cease. You know that the Tampa Bay Rays are still the Tampa Bay Rays. The Yankees are still the Yankees, and the Jays are still the Jays.
Absolutely. So you got to compete. I can't imagine them being too happy about looking at a third year in a row of last place. I can't believe that Cora would be too excited about that, coming back and managing a last place team too, right? So anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So Baseball America today released their 35th edition of the Top 100 Prospects for the 2024 season. Basically, I'll just read off by teams to keep it simple. You got Orioles at 6, Rays at 6, Yankees at 6, Padres at 6, Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs all at 5, Athletics, Dodgers, Mariners, Pirates, Red Sox, Tigers all at 4, Giants, Mets, Nationals, Phillies, Rangers, Reds, Rockies, Twins all at 3, Blue Jays, Braves, Guardians, Marlins, White Sox all at 2, Angels, Astros, Diamondbacks at 1, and sorry, Kansas City Royals, you got 0. Jackson Holliday, obviously the number one prospect. Jackson Churio, the man that's already signed the contract extension, number two prospect. I want to know what they're going to do with him. I hope he's their opening day center fielder. That kid looks legit.
In Milwaukee. Yeah, for sure. I mean, shout out to your Cardinals on that. A couple of guys jump into that after the Jordan Montgomery trade with the Texas Rangers. So you got to be feeling pretty good about that. So, there's some good teams out there, obviously. You got to be excited if you're a fan of one of those, top 12 teams, roughly, that you went through that have either six or five prospects on there. In the top 100, that's a good farm system. That's a lot of stuff to be excited about for trades, for the future, for a variety of things. And as we know, you need a farm system to be competitive in any professional sport, especially baseball. So there's no question about it. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. Again, guys over at the Rip Grip Pro, Trust Sullivan and that, give them a look at ripgrippro.com, hitting training aid. It's a small little training aid, slides over your fingers, but what a difference it'll make in your overall hitting. And of course, again, if you want to get yourself a rope trainer, head on over to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. If you want to find out more information about the rope trainer and how it can exponentially improve your overall throwing motion, your health, everything else on the arm, contact me directly on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. If you haven't already, head on over to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation and stay up to date. Subscribe to us, follow us, see the videos that we have. They're ongoing and always evolving. So as always, though, Dirtbags, it always goes way too fast. And you know what? Until next week, Nolan, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.